Baruch Hashem, it is day number 322 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we are continuing Hilchos Eidos, the laws of testimony, chapters 2, 3, and 4. We have one mitzvah today, positive commandment 179, the mitzvah that the judges have to examine the witnesses. Now, I think most of us imagine the court the way it is in Western society, where the lawyers do the questioning. But that's not the way that it's done. In a Jewish court, the judges ask the questions, and it's a very thorough process of questioning. This is based on the verse Dvarim Yud Gimel Tezvav, Deuteronomy 13:15, where it says, V'dorashta v'chakarta v'sho'alta heitev. You should inquire and investigate and ask really well, meaning thoroughly, rigorously. The point is that it's not supposed to be a cakewalk to come in and give testimony. The judges are supposed to really drill the witnesses in order to expose any potential inconsistencies that there might be. And, we don't want to convict anybody wrongfully, so it's not supposed to be easy. Now, what are the differences between all the types we call drishois, chakirois? Are these just synonyms? No, they have specific meanings. The type of questioning which is called drishois are asking questions about the main subject of the testimony. Like, for instance, if the person's on trial for worshiping an idol, they might say, which idol did he worship? Or if he's on trial for murder, what was the weapon that he used? Then chakirois are other types of information, like, when did this happen? What was the year? What year of the Shemitah cycle was it? What was the month? What was the day of the month? What was the week, the hour? What was the location? Where did this take place? So those are the chakirais. The point of it is to make sure that we have really solid testimony. Okay, that is our mitzvah. We had one mitzvah today. That is our mitzvah for today. We'll see you for more tomorrow, God willing.